Kiff on 93.7 The River. It goes rock and roll all night. One more. Jake, he's been holding. He wanted to say something about Joe's OCD parking deal. Jake, welcome. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a deal. You guys saying that people that don't follow the same routine every morning and do the same thing every morning are stupid. I think the people that follow the same routine aren't that bright because they can't think outside the box and they can't do anything different every day. They have to do the same thing or they wouldn't be able to function.
I like that.
I mean, that's one way to think of it. But you're telling me that when you get up in the morning, you don't have a morning routine.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
No way. I don't believe that for a second. You're only saying that so you can call into the radio show and say that.
And
everyone has a morning routine. Everyone.
No, they don't. Not everybody has a morning routine. Not everybody cares what parking spot because it's not that big of a deal because it's just a parking spot.
I really think, though, see, here's the thing.
I don't buy this for a second.
As deranged as you think Jake is with saying that, Joe, there's a million other people out there that agree with Jake that are looking at you thinking, oh, my God, you get anxiety because you don't have the same parking spot. It causes turmoil in your life and nervousness and sweats.
You don't get up at the same time. You don't dress pretty much the same way, grab your clothes from the same place, go to the bathroom at the same time, brush your teeth, grab your coffee, get in your car. Everyone has a morning routine.
Hold on. Jake, don't go anywhere. I want to go through this. This is pretty funny, actually. Do you keep your clothes in the closet?
I set the clothes that I'm going to wear out on the same spot of my dresser in the same place each morning, like the pants, the next shirt, socks, clean underwear, everything I'm going
to
do.
Okay, so does your bathroom, does your toilet ever move, like, say, into the kitchen or into the living room, or is your toilet always in the bathroom?
No, but if I brush my teeth in the morning, I brush my teeth about 3:45 a.m., just like I do every morning, so I have 15 minutes to let it set before I drink my coffee.
Yeah, but what if you're running late? Then you're going to brush your teeth. Everything's going to be off schedule. The reason you do this routine thing is...
If I run late, I still do everything the exact same way. I just get to work late. You know that.
Yeah, but you're still doing it at different times. If you oversleep, your whole schedule's off. So if you oversleep, you're not doing your number two, you're not brushing your teeth, the whole schedule has shifted. And I know it pains you to think about this,
just
but it does.
Just by 15 minutes. I mean, it may shift by the time of day that I do it, but not in the order in which I do it.
I know you're going to do it in the same order, but the reason you're doing these things in order is because your house is set up a certain way, and it's typical that you're going to use the restroom before you shower and then brush your teeth before and dress. Those are just things that people just do.
That's a morning routine.
Yeah, but it's not because you're scheduled or regimenting these things to happen that way. It's just because of where they're placed in your house. Like, here's me. I get up, and sometimes my wife puts my laundry in the closet. I don't sleep in bed with her during the week because I get up early. I don't want to wake her up and all that in the same bed.
I don't sleep in bed with my wife anymore either.
No, no, and I used to, but back to this.
Funny.
Sometimes my wife takes the laundry into our closet, like the clean clothes and all that. Sometimes she'll leave it stacked on the washer, dryer, in the laundry room. It's on the other side of the house where I sleep. So sometimes I wake up, and it's really cool when she doesn't put it away in the closet because I can just get dressed right there in the laundry room. I don't have to go into the closet. I don't have to get socks. I don't have to do all that stuff.
You don't lay your clothes out before you go to sleep the night before?
No. No, what you think I'm in the military?
I mean, you got to get up and decide what you're going to wear at this hour of the day.
Oh yeah, dude, I get up at 3 o'clock and I'm awake at 2:33. I'm ready to get cracking. That's part of my. Really, we're radio DJs. What excitement do we have? My wardrobe even sucks.
I don't even really know what's going on until like 7:15
p.m.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I wake up. I'll do that today. Forgot my banana. Wanted a banana. Forgot my banana. I had dental work done. Don't need the banana. I do stuff in order, but it's kind of, it's random.
When you get home from work, you don't have a path that you follow. Like, you get home from work, you take your work bag, you unpack it, you do your thing, you let the dogs out.
No.
You got to be kidding me.
When I get home, I take my lunch bag and my PC bag, and I throw it on the chair. My wife says, put that away. I don't. She puts it away. But sometimes I'll come in the back door from the backyard. Sometimes I'll come in the front door. Sometimes I'll meet my wife somewhere else for lunch. But no, I don't have a routine. I'll pet the dogs if they're outside. If they're inside, that's cool. Sometimes my son's outside doing something. I'll hang out with him. Sometimes I'll do a bunch of running around. And What do you call them?
Well, yeah, if you got errands and whatever you got to get done. Yeah, errands. Once you get into the house, it's not pretty much the same thing.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No, day to day, it's
that
just
drives me berserk.
You just never know when the wind's going to take you somewhere.
Whew.
I can't. Here's the thing. I hate change, but the reason I hate change is because 9 out of 10 times, change is always worse than what you had before. But as far as having that regimented schedule, you're a kook. I've always known it, but to hear this, just how scheduled you are,
I am not
crazy.
A kook. It's loony. 9 out of 10 people have a morning routine. That is not kookish. That is normalcy.
I think a lot
it's
of people.
It's kookish to go at your morning sporadic. That's weird and wild and basically borderline dysfunctional.
It's not.
It is.
You see how I get stuff done. And here's the other thing, just so we know. Joe, no matter what, always leaves last. You know why? Because he sits at his desk and he's not looking at emails. He wants to give everyone this illusion that he works. So he's acting busy. And
I actually like this place.
I love it, too. I do, too. But it doesn't matter where you are. You always give people the illusion that you're busier than you are. And he's always stacking up coins, and he's touching his dolls, and he stacks up his... He stacks everything up in this weird... It's just crazy how you stack everything. I don't get it. Like, when we're done and we're done, I'm like, hey, Joe, I'm out. See you tomorrow. I'm gone.
Yeah, your chair's halfway across the room. Sometimes you leave the keys in the door.
I don't care.
You're like Rain Man. You're so bizarre. You're smart.
I'm like Rain Man. You're like Rain Man. You're the one that does everything the same. You're Rain Man.
I mean, you're like Tom Cruise in Rain Man. You're like the Tom Cruise brother. You're just bizarre, sporadic. I don't get that.
It's because there's certain things that I like a certain way, but yeah, I don't need all that.
How can you leave your desk chair in the middle of the floor?
How could you sit in yours and push it in before you leave? You waste so much time worrying about everything being organized.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. There must be order in life.
And you see all the papers I keep on my desk. You've always said, Joe's like, how do you live that way with that stack? I always find
now
what
you're
I
doing
need.
It with records.
Yeah, my records are a wreck.
You can't even open up the refrigerator door in our office. Your records are just sporadic. I mean, you just got crap everywhere in there.
That you always believe in the signs. We talked about a long time ago. That's the Taurian. That's the Taurus in me. I like my life to be in disarray because it gives me comfort.
Oh, that is so bizarre.
We got to get to Lickus and Wynn. We'll do that here shortly. Here's John Mellencamp on the river.